Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that Manchester United crashed out of the FA Cup as Championship side Middlesbrough came from behind at Old Trafford and then emerged victorious in a nail-biting 16-shot penalty shootout. Young striker Anthony Elanga ballooned his shot over the bar to give Chris Wilder's side a win that was celebrated in enthusiastic fashion by 9,000-strong visiting supports. United will have complaints about Middlesbrough's controversial equaliser scored by Matt Crooks, who tapped home despite Duncan Watmore clearly handballing in the build-up. However, they were only themselves to blame after failing to take their chances. They had 30 shots at goal. Cristiano Ronaldo also missed a penalty in the first half. Jadon Sancho seemed to have put United on the road to the last 16 when he marked his FA Cup debut with a goal. But United's most realistic chance of silverware has now disappeared. Into reaction to that, Ralf Rangnick said that his team only had themselves to blame. He said, "We gave away too many chances, especially in the first half. We should and could have easily been 3-0 up after 45 minutes. And even in the second half, we missed some great opportunities, even after they scored their goal that shouldn't have stood. But Bruno's chance was almost like a penalty. We have to blame ourselves for giving away and wasting too many opportunities. In the end, if it's on penalties, it's also a question of luck. In the end, we lost the game and we are incredibly disappointed." Into other news though, and Paul Pogba and Jadon Sancho could both be available for the game against Burnley on Tuesday. Pogba impressed his return from a 3-month layoff with a thigh injury as he was subbed in the 82nd minute. Sancho managed to make it into the 100th minute but appeared to indicate he needed to be withdrawn shortly before extra time. He then walked back to the dugout and confirmed that Sancho had been suffering from cramp rather than anything more serious. That's all then for latest headlines. We'll have more news later.